For High Plains Public Radio Readers Club, I'm Shane Timpson in Colby, Kansas. Today we are going to discuss The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck. I want to talk about the beginning and the end of the book before we get into the middle, because the way Steinbeck frames it, it's just brilliant. The opening part of the book, it's dry and dirty. The wind is blowing for miles. The wheat fields are dry. The dirt's blowing. It's terrible. Everything is a desert. Everything is coated in dirt. Then, when we get to the end of the book, the rains come, and everything is caked in mud. So it's interesting. The beginning, no rain. The end, rain. But now we must talk about the middle part of the book. To do that, we go back to the beginning. So the first part of the book, we don't meet anybody but the dirt and the wind and the heat. But then we see old Tom Joad walking up the road, and he hitchhikes. He wants to go home, see his pa. He finds out they are leaving. There's nothing for them where they live. They're going to go to California. It's interesting because you hear about them going to California and all the different people they meet on the road. It reminds me of what it must have been like back in the gold rush days. But this is in the 1930s. They're plodding along, doing the best they can. You know, one of my favorite characters is the preacher. Yeah, he doesn't preach anymore. But yet old mama still wants him to preach. And even when he says, I don't believe in it anymore, I don't do it anymore, mama says, sure you do. Once a preacher, always a preacher. And every time there's a meal, he has to pray, whether he wants to or not. Or even some nights when they can't sleep, she requests that the preacher pray. You know, this book is a tale of the haves and the have-nots. And as I read this book that takes place in the 1930s, some things don't change. You know, there's all kinds of people that are called names because of what they are, whether it's the way they talk or the color of their skin. We haven't really changed a whole lot, even with all the laws, even with everything that we say we're doing to make life fair for everyone. There's still the struggle out there, just like there was in The Grapes of Wrath. And this book is a classic in the fact that they haven't censored it. Yes, they use the N-word in there, but that's how they would have talked back in those days. I think this book paints a picture that we need to read. We need to see it, because the thing is, if we don't look at it, we'll never change. This was a portrait of America back in the 1930s, but even with all the progress that we've made, it's still somewhat a portrait of America today. It's just the people that face discrimination might be a different color or even a different nationality, but it's still there. So this is a book that we can certainly learn from and should learn from. For High Plains Public Radio Readers Club, I'm Shane Timpson in Colby, Kansas.
The HPPR Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air, online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the High Plains. The book club is made possible in part by generous gifts from Lon Fromm of Colby, Kansas.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed.